Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we're studying Masechta Bava Basra. We're learning Perek Hei, our Mishnah Bava. Arba Midos Melachim. There are four rules that deal with all different types of sales. They are Machar Lebchitin, Yafos, and Mishiros. Just taking a step back, these four Midos, these four rules that govern the sales, it's referring to sales where the goods are different than what was originally assumed. So in the case of Machar Lechitim, where he sells him Lechitim Yafos, nice pieces of wheat, Venimtu Ros, and he finds inferior wheat, when that happens, Halokeach Yachol Lachzol, the purchaser is able to retract and renege from the deal. We're saying here this case is not where the guy is overcharged. If the guy said he was going to sell him 10 top pieces of wheat for $100, and it turns out to be inferior wheat, he still gets the seller will adjust the quantity of the inferior quality so that it is equal in value to the original deal. So there isn't here a question of being overcharged. It's a question of whether or not it's misrepresentation. And here we see that in this case, the buyer has the ability to retract and get his money back. However, in the case of Rosh and Imtzu Yafos, if they agree for inferior quality of grain and something nicer is what is delivered, then the seller is able to pull out. Rosh and Imtzu Rosh, Yafos and Yafos, Einachad Mehem Yachol Achshavon. However, if it that was delivered meets the expectations, then neither of them are able to pull out of the deal. Shechamtis v'nimtzeis levana v'nimtzeis shechamtis. If the deal is they're supposed to be sold the red pieces of wheat and he gets white wheat instead, or if he sells white wheat and gets red wheat, or if it's a case where he sells an eitzim shel zayis v'nimtzeis shel shekem, like buys, but the guy is selling wood branches from an olive tree and it comes out to be from a sycamore tree, or shel shekem v'nimtzeis zayis. Or sycamore wood, and he gets delivered olive, yain, and nymphs of chomets, chomets, nymphs of yain, he sells wine, and he ends up delivering vinegar, he sells vinegar, and builders wine. Shnei yachol achshavon, either of them are able to retract. And the reason is, very simply, is that when you make a deal, then the expectations are very important, and they govern the actual sale. And if the expectations aren't met, then there's ability for retraction. If it's the disadvantage of one of the parties, and generally that's the person who has the ability to pull out and retract. Mishnah Zayin. If somebody sells fruit to a friend, Mashach v'lo madad kana. If he does mashicha, meaning he pulls it into his property, and he doesn't measure the quantity of the produce, therefore he doesn't exactly know how much he's receiving, he still acquires it. The act of mashicha, drawing the produce into their piece of property, creates the transaction. It makes the transaction chal, and there's a transfer of property, even though money hasn't changed hands, and even though they don't necessarily know how much. However, must be pointed out that they must have agreed on a deal, on a set price, and they'll measure it afterwards. In the case where Madad Vilo Mashach, if the guy measures it, but he doesn't actually pull it into his property, doesn't do a Mashicha, Kinyan Mashicha, then he hasn't acquired it. In Hayapi Keach, if he is prudent, Socher Es Mekoman, he will rent the space. If the transaction is to take place in the seller's property, and the buyer is worried that the seller will renege on the agreement before the produce enters his position, he can rent, the buyer can rent from the seller the space in which the produce is placed, thereby making it his property, and once the produce is placed there, the buyer acquires ownership because it's kinyan agav. It's kinyan because it's when it's in his own courtyard, he acquires it by virtue of the fact that he owns a courtyard. And that gets away with the measurement of not doing the mashiach and not being not acquiring it. Halokeach pishtan. If somebody buys flax mechaveru from his friend, hareza lokana, achi yital temem makom makom. Until the person actually takes the flax from one place to another place, he hasn't, the deal hasn't been done. And the reason why it's the case, the key is that when the person is moving it from place to place, he actually lifts it up. Not lifting it up in order to move it from one place to another is the actual makes the kenyan. And if it was attached to the ground and he detaches it, any amount of the grain that's being sold, that's enough for a kenyan, and therefore the deal goes through and he acquires the transaction finished, and he acquires the grain.